Evening, 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 morning, 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 afternoon.
Yo, yo, yo.
Why do you start from evening yes. and then went morning and then...
Because we're in evening, that right now. The current status, we're in evening. That's why I'm saying evening.
Yes, people, welcome to the Spare Change podcast. You got myself here, Fabs, over here to the right of me.
Rax.
And then we got...
Luke, hey.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, man. Three great individuals right here. This is the Spare Change podcast. Welcome to all the people listening on Spotify, SoundCloud, all of that good stuff. Apple Music as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
Apple Podcasts.
Yes, yes, yes. What episode is this?
I don't know.
33, 34.
Something like that, right? I don't know.
We're in the 30s.
Yeah, we're in the 30s. Definitely in the 30s. Yeah. Somewhere.
You've been in the 30s for a while.
So, in real life, you've been in the 30s for a while, for a while, haven't you?
Crazy. That must be used.
What's your real age, Fabs?
You're getting like, what's your real age, bro? That's the real question.
26.
Because you're putting that energy onto me. You've been putting that energy onto me. I've been ignoring it, but I got to ask you, what's your real age still?
26.
You sure?
Always.
You're not sure still.
Well, on episode 35, actually.
Oh, 35?
Yeah,
okay.
35. Oh, that's sick. Okay. Martin.
Best certificate age.
Hmm?
No.
What did you say?
How you guys doing?
Yeah, man, doing good, man.
How's the week been?
I'm okay. Yeah.
It's been good, man. It's been good.
Yeah?
Same old, ten
toes.
Is that
a generic answer? Is that the real answer?
No, same old, ten toes. same old, ten toes.
Yeah, man.
Ten toes for a long time.
How's the ten toes up there?
Bro, it's long, man. I can't lie. I don't know how people do it. It's mad.
Ten toes is calm, man.
It is. You save a lot of money, though. I'm not gonna lie. You save a lot of money not having a vehicle because you're not paying for insurance, no petrol, like, and this makes you stay in more so. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's actually kind of good in that kind of respect. But like, you can't, like, certain things that you want to do, you can't really do it because it's just at home and it's just long.
Yeah, so yes, you have to plan your journeys, man.
You got to plan your day. Sometimes you got to plan your day, literally.
I had to plan this.
As I said prior to you,
that's what I'm saying. I asked you for Monday. I have to ask you, man, for Monday when we're recording because I don't really know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I've got to do it.
It ain't that deep, bro.
No, it really is, man.
No,
it really is.
You're just unorganized. That's unorganized. If you were to ask me on Monday just to come round the corner, yeah.
It ain't round the corner, though.
It's
around the corner.
You're the one that takes two buses and makes it long for yourself.
No, after that, I walked it still.
And that ain't, it's not long.
It kind of is. The wind was licking me. I saw a dog try to chase me.
wait.
All kind of stuff. Like, I was trying to get it in one piece.
What kind of dog was chasing you?
One of them terriers.
Oh, the little ones.
When I booted it. I nearly booted it in the park. It was in that park as well.
Yeah.
Booted it. Terrible.
Well, it's been an eventful week, man. Like, past couple of weeks, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, we weren't here last week.
Last week
we had some technical difficulties with someone's health.
Yeah, the flu.
Yeah,
had a man flu.
That were man flu, but Jesus, that was
yeah,
different.
Man. How long was you battling that for? Just a week. Cause I was battling mine for a long
sick.
Time.
I was sick for about 2 weeks. Like, just literally, I felt mad run down.
Yeah.
And then it just hit me on Sunday. Not last Sunday, the Sunday before that.
Jeez.
It just hit me cold. So I had it pretty much for all last week.
You think they got a cure for these things?
Nah, I don't think so. Because even people that get the flu jab, they...
Yeah, they still get ill.
Yeah, but the flu jab, they're just injecting, like, old flu cells into you, innit?
Yeah, so it kind of it's meant to make you sick.
Yeah, they're encouraging
it's meant to make you sick
to encourage
prior to getting yeah, prior to when the you know what I mean
to encourage your immune system, innit? But yeah. It's still like you think there's not an actual cure to these things because buying cold and flu, what does that do?
No, it just obviously helps you fight the
but
thing.
But the flu just evolves, like, it just evolves, like, it comes back stronger, do you know what I mean? That's why I have to give you the old ones just to...
No, the sweats I had was different, like, man was shivering, man was, like, cold sweats, I sweated through, like, bare bed sheets, like, that was...
Wow.
Well,
it was
you sound like you had a black plague.
Yeah, I felt like I did.
Nasty.
It was an L in L.
L in L and a W in W.
But yeah, no.
Did you mind?
Go on.
No, I was going to say, did you listen to the RV and what is it, 81?
No, I listened to like three tracks.
I listened to the whole thing, actually. It was decent.
No, like, too much drill music's not good for me still. it's just negative, man.
No, it is very negative.
It's mad negative. Like, man can't be listening.
Very, very violent, man. I heard some mad bars.
Like what?
there was one bar, like, so I don't know about, I don't know nothing about weave and trying to put a sign in his head or something like that.
What?
Yeah, I don't know about weave and trying to put something in his head. Yeah.
What?
It was mad. And that was like the first track, introduction.
And why? And you wonder why these kids are even mad? I know why these kids are even mad.
What? That's mad.
Speaking of drill, shout out to Unknown T, first drill rapper to go silver.
Don't know, man. Yeah, man.
Hamilton B.
Hamilton
B.
Rex is a hater.
Yeah, Rex.
I haven't even said anything.
Really is.
I said congratulations.
Sometimes silent. No, you didn't.
Congratulations, man.
You said that in your head.
Yeah.
I said that. Yeah, congratulations.
You didn't say it like that in your head, though. You said it mad, like, with bare anger, bare pain.
I swear Drake brought him up.
Yeah, he did.
Sorry, in love, man.
Where's Ambush, man?
You didn't bring out Ambush.
Oh, sorry, man.
He brought Homerton T. What was it?
That's Homerton T.
I'm done.
Is
there Homerton T?
Nah, I'm done.
Homerton T.
Your days are done. Your days are done, bro.
I said Homerton T.
That is
crazy. No, he brought Homerton B. Dig that.
His name's Unknown T.
Why is it Unknown T?
Is that his name? Oh, wow. I don't even know his name. That's how bad it is. I'm being so rude. I don't even know this guy's name.
Nah, that's a lie, because
you said
in the group, Unknown T's verse on time was good.
Yeah.
For the first time.
I just mix it up in it. That's his biggest track, innit? Hamilton. Was it?
What's his biggest track?
What's his biggest track?
I don't know. What is it?
Oh, you just admitted it's a big track. It's a big track.
No, what's his biggest track? That's his biggest track, like, known from. Do you
okay,
mean?
All right.
It's the biggest track.
It's right, cool.
Biggest
anyway, track, we, for our new listeners, we got an ongoing thing. Last year, we said Hamilton B was the biggest UK track of the year. Rack said Ambush, Jumpy. And this is why we're going round and round in circles.
And I just think that you can see that it was Unknown T, because he's still thriving out here. You get me? Like, he's still, you know, he's still doing his thing. He's still visible. Where's Ambush?
He's taking a break. I don't know. Ambush has been there for a long time, though. Like, he's been rapping for a minute.
Yeah, I know, but he's just started popping.
Okay.
So you don't take a break now. This is not the time you take a break.
I don't know, man. I don't know his career goals. Like, I don't know all of that stuff. I just know that his music.
Nah, you should. You're Jumpy the type of guy good. That knows that. You're the type of fan that knows everything about your favorite artist.
Is there an artist that you know everything about? That you're a fanboy for?
Pause.
Unknown T.
Pause. Yeah. Pause.
Unknown T.
Who? For him?
Yeah.
Not for me.
No, it's definitely Ambush for you, right?
Wow.
Or J-Stars.
Wow.
No, there's another person.
You might not try a mad shit, right?
Fuck, who is it?
The shit don't even make sense.
It's not J-Stars, bro. It was someone else. Man,
Was he part of ICT?
Yeah, it might be.
Who?
Nah, there's someone that you know. That might be J-Stars though. Maybe it's Jay Styles. Maybe I'm just confusing.
Is anyone your fan?
Who's yours then?
Oh, I know, man.
You don't know?
Nah. It might be Drake.
But you're a fanboy for Drake? Pause.
Nah, I'm not a fanboy, but like I'm a big fan of Drake. Like,
same.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Drake.
I would have said Jay-Z, not Jay Styles.
I would have said Nas, but because, like, I don't listen to Nas that much now.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't listen to Jay-Z because I ain't got Tidal.
You know what's funny? I had to do something to some guy's phone and he had Tidal. One of the partners at my workplace had Tidal. I was like, what are you doing listening to Tidal?
It's black owned, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's not black.
Supporting the culture, isn't it? Better than us.
He's way better than me.
He was.
He's way better than
us. He loves the culture. Loves the culture.
Do you like International Fargo?
Oh, because we're jumping straight to Tory Lanez.
Fuck it, man.
Oh, Tory Lanez.
Personally, I think there's three okay tracks. Other than that, it's kind of like forgettable for me. Like, you shouldn't have done Toast, the remix to Toast.
Why?
Because he didn't need to be on there. His verse wasn't necessary.
That's the thing about Tory, but all of the tracks he didn't need to be on it.
Nah.
All of the tracks are big. All the tracks are big already.
Yeah.
The tracks were hits.
I know, but he was just.
So why did he jump on them?
Because he wanted to jump on them.
I'm
not saying he can't jump in it, but like, they're big already. Like,
but you know when he jumped on
them? They're already hit.
He loves those tunes, so he decided to put his own little thing. And that's music for his fans. And then, you get me? That's music for his fans, music for him to perform and whatever like that. You get me?
Don't get twisted, their vibes. Like, they're sick. They're decent. Their vibes. Like, I'll listen
not
to
all of it, but like...
What's not...
Even the touchdown.
I don't like touchdown.
Bad.
I didn't like it.
Ah, sick.
It's like...
That's better than all the versions.
No, I think the original version. I think the original version is better.
No.
The original version is a lot better.
Absolutely.
No, the original version is definitely better.
Then, no, it's not.
It is.
It's good.
Tori's version is not good.
Tori's version. No, I think it is. You're bugging. That's crazy.
The Soko song's the only song I liked.
Soko's sick. Soko's sick.
That's the only song I liked.
That's a good
one. Which is already a hit, but yes.
Yeah, but yeah, that was really a hit, but I'm saying.
They're all hits. They're all hits already. But that's the whole point.
What's the other song you remixed? The other Afrobeat song.
Davido one.
Yeah.
No, he did another one as well. Dadja as well.
I liked the Davido one that he did. And
that, yeah, Banana. Yeah.
Those two. And the rest of it is a throwaway like EP. I don't know why he did it.
It's kind of weird.
I don't think it's weird.
No, I don't think it's weird. He just come out of nowhere.
He's been saying it.
He's gonna drop something.
Should I drop like an International Fargo?
Oh, swear.
He's going to pick the biggest tracks.
Yeah.
Oh, he did say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it makes sense why he did it. Okay, cool.
Makes sense why he did it, but he didn't do it well. I don't think.
What?
I don't think.
How do you do that well?
Like, all right, cool. So I'm used to him jumping on a track that's sick. So, for example, I'm going to use the biggest track that he's done it on, Controller. Making it kind of... He kind of took the track and made it a bigger song.
He made it his. Yeah.
He didn't
make none of these hits.
He didn't, yeah. Like, I've got Bare Water Tune. He's got Bare Water Tune on it.
No, he doesn't.
It's not auto-tune.
No, it's not.
That's not auto-tune.
That's him singing.
Where did you hear auto-tune?
I had to say that to someone the other day because they said the same thing and I was like, no, he doesn't. There's no auto-tune on. He's just got like loads of reverb and
okay then
like
so.
Echo and shit like that. Like that's it. He's got loads of effects like to kind of make his voice more bold, but it's not because he can actually sing. He can actually sing. But I don't think a lot of people know unless you like. See videos of him performing or
actually tell her. I thought a couple of them was auto-tune.
I thought Touchdown. I might have been Touchdown.
No, it was the Afrobeats tune.
Let me get the tracklist up.
Maybe some of it.
No, it was auto-tune. It was the Afrobeats tune.
But when he's singing, usually I don't hear any auto-tune. You can tell when it's auto-tune. Like Chris Brown uses auto-tune crazy.
So it's Fool.
Fool.
Yeah, that's the Davido song.
Oh, do you mean Fool?
Yeah, that's what I said. Fool.
Oh, he's a Fool.
Not Fool. Fool.
What? Nah, that Touchdown tune's crazy.
Yeah, the touchdown's not really for me still.
Touchdown was decent. I like Touchdown. That's first time. Yeah, that's when you put in their group chat.
That one's
I put the whole thing.
Flames.
Did you?
I put the whole mixtape in.
Oh, that's first time I heard.
Flames.
Touchdown was sick. It was decent.
Yeah. All right, cool. What would you rank it? Because we're talking about it and guiding the circles.
I mean,
as an EP, just coming out of nowhere.
I mean, like, yeah, I don't know, like, I mean, since the EP and it's 5 songs, we'll rate it out of 5. So I'll give it a 3.
3 out of 5?
Yeah.
I'll give it a 2.
Is that a 2?
3.
It wasn't
sick.
I can't be mad at it.
He didn't know, because he didn't really improve any of the songs. He didn't add anything, like,
he didn't add nothing to the songs. He didn't make him his
any song he should have.
Nah, Touchdown he did. That's what I'm saying. That's the best version. Go back and listen to the first one and listen to that. Out of all the versions, that's the best one.
100%. So I got a Canadian guy pretending to be Yard on the track, or I got a Yard man being Yard on the track.
Why do people say that though when that man's like from Yard though?
He's not from, he's Bayesian. But yeah.
But alright, cool, he's Bayesian, but fair enough. But he's from Caribbean, he's Caribbean, innit?
Yeah.
So he can still do that, like.
No, I understand that, but like, it's kind of, I don't know. It seems kind of weird to me. Like,
not really.
Obviously,
I don't think it's weird. I don't think that. I don't think nothing of that. Shoot, to be honest.
Because when we know the information that Toronto's like here.
Yes, yeah, embedded in culture. Yeah.
Yeah, so that like, we can't like really say that. We kind of like you got to bypass that. Like with some American don doing it, then we'd be like, okay, you don't even mad still. But he's like, he's got a pass to probably do it. Mm. Like Luke, you could do it. You're Jamaican anyway, but like,
yeah, shout out
to Jamaican.
Yeah, but you don't claim it, but if you did it, like no one would complain because you get me.
Yeah.
Man's from there, innit? Like man can't say that to me. Like what are you talking about?
Yeah,
it's crazy. You get me? Be mad if Rax did it. But
well, yeah, that'd be mad.
How can I do that?
You could, but it'd be mad, wouldn't it? I think these days it's more accepted because bare Afrobeats artists are doing bare Jamaican accents.
And bare, no, but bare Yard men are doing Afrobeat songs as well. Swarms.
That's true.
He's from Yard.
He's from Yard.
So,
he's a mess. Simple as that. He's a mess.
Did we have a chance to... Did we talk about... I was going to talk about something I think we spoke about. The Russ and Tion Wayne song.
Yeah, we did. We spoke about it.
After 2 weeks, how's it settled in for you, man?
I'm not talking about
that. I never listened to it.
Yeah, you man talk about that, right?
I'm not going to lie. Did you listen to it again?
That ain't happening.
No, I'm not going
to
lie, no.
I didn't listen to it.
I didn't listen to it again.
Yeah, it was trash. I didn't listen. Well, not trash, I said listen to it again.
It's like Gunly, as you man said.
It's basically Gunly. Yeah,
2.0.
It's Gunly. It's Gunly remix.
Anyway, let's move on.
Blah. I think we should probably get this part out of the way.
Yeah.
Well, you'd probably be better to talk about it. Me, personally, I wasn't a big fan of this person, but, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, man.
Want to say rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
Obviously...
Oh, yeah.
Man,
things are too hard. Jeez, man.
It's a really, really, really sad situation.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't ready for that at all.
I started becoming a big fan of his last year when he released the album. Initially, I heard him in college when like Rosé Clico came out.
Yeah.
So UK rapper Squeaks did a remix to that.
Okay.
So I started listening to Nipsey a bit then, but I didn't listen to him heavy.
Like proper, yeah.
And then Victory Lap came out.
Mm-hmm.
And the album was just, to me, it was just detailing how a young black man on a come up teaching other black men how to be successful and positive things.
Yeah.
It wasn't really teaching anything negative. And it was a good body of work. And this man, by the sounds of it, he was preaching good quality things for the community and his community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad that he got killed by someone in his community.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, man.
Through, obviously, I don't know what it is, but hate and jealousy does that to people. It's just sad. It looked like he was better in his community. He opened a shop around his community.
Yeah.
It's, for example, it's like one of us, man, Blue, and then you're making ends better, but someone in ends just decides to off you.
The guy, apparently, so obviously, I think the guy that shot him went to his store. And Nipsey, maybe on that day or a day before, a time before, said to him, "Don't come back around here anymore," like, because I guess maybe he was making trouble or something like that.
No,
like,
I heard another story still from a guy that was actually there. I was going through all of the media.
Yeah.
So one of the guys that was actually there, he said he was he went to go get a burger. Nipsey was there, so this guy came across. I told him that he's a musician. Tried to give Nipsey the music.
Mm.
The guy went back to get, I think Nipsey wasn't trying to hear it. And then the guy went back, got his gun.
I guess it might be a similar kind of thing.
So, yeah, it's a similar situation.
Similar situation.
But he was a non-snitch.
I don't really believe that, because I've seen Nipsey listen to a lot of people's stuff.
But the guy's a known-snitch, though, allegedly.
The
guy that killed him.
Oh, wow.
He's a Crip and he's a known snitch.
But if, like, for example, like, because obviously if Nipsey, he might listen, he's a good guy, so he might listen to people's stuff or take it on board, yeah. But he might not have time for it at the time, you know. Sometimes you don't have time, innit?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just busy, so he might have brushed him off and maybe the youth taking it to heart or whatever, innit? So either way, you know, he's got gunned down for some stupidness.
Yeah,
like, nothing serious.
He was very
The brothers seem like a very... good
positive
person,
man.
Positive person. I only listened to that one album, the Victory Lap album.
Like I said, I listened to Rosé Clico as well. And obviously, I think Victory Lap was my best album that kind of... It was my favourite album from Nipsey, yeah.
Mm.
Definitely. Well, last year too. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I've just... I didn't even know you were going to take it there, fast. I'm not going to lie, because
you got to get out of the way.
No, of course. I didn't know you were going to take it there, but... Like, I was just about getting over it, I think.
Yeah.
Just about happened on when? When did it happen?
Sunday. Yeah, no. When was the first?
Sunday. No, Monday. Monday.
Well, it happened on the 31st.
So, it happened on the 31st. Yeah,
so it was
4 days ago.
Yeah, Monday. Monday was
It was crazy.
So, yeah, it was... Like, I woke up to it and I saw the feed. I got sent it by my girl. And I thought it was April Fool's, innit? So I went in my timeline and it said, you got shot.
Nah.
And then I scrolled up and then it just said, he's been killed. And to be honest, I was proper upset. I was proper upset because, one, I listen to his music and I follow him.
Mm.
Two, he seems like he's a positive individual.
Yeah.
and he's doing good for his community. He's not on some nonsense.
Yeah.
He's preaching black ownership.
Yeah.
Black people purchasing things that make sense, like
all
property.
Of the stuff that we need to hear. Do in our society. All the stuff that we need to hear, that's what he was doing, right?
Like, yeah, like purchasing property in our society rather than buying stupidness, like, and looking after our community.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been doing it for a long time. Yeah. Like, he's been doing that for a long time. Like, so it just makes no sense at all.
Like, literally made me, like, a lot of... I started listening to his old mixtapes, like, 2 weeks ago. Mm. And throughout his music, it's just... gems, just gems, just like
dwells.
Genuinely.
God dwells. Wait, God takes the good ones.
Just right? Gems, like genuinely.
Yeah.
And like this might be a weird comparison. Well, not comparison, but I don't know how Tupac getting killed for the older lot was, but it seems like he's getting a lot of love from all of the Americans.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's impacted some people here. I've seen it in news headlines and papers and stuff like
that. Exactly, man. I saw the news. I was, like, so confused. Yeah, I didn't think it was that big. Like, obviously, I thought it was big to me, but I didn't know it was going to be...
It could be big in the societal.
Exactly. Thing. Would it be big in, like, the socials and, and news as well? Like, it's mad. Yeah. Like I said, like, when I heard it, it was the same time as you, obviously.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was mid, like, round about midnight when it happened. I woke up, saw the feed, went on my feed. Like, it was just crazy. Like, obviously, I think Sims dropped in the group chat, right?
No,
did you drop it?
Yeah.
Oh, I swear
no,
you dropped
it. Was Sims.
Oh, was it Sim? No, it was me.
You put
it
in first.
Sims put in like mad late, like mad early in the morning.
Mad late, like he
like
wrote,
I think it was like 1 o'clock. I swear at like 3 o'clock.
He said someone killed, he said, I think they shot Nipsey.
Yeah.
And then Luke maybe put the picture in the group.
Yeah, yeah.
In the morning.
It was just mad. It was just mad. And then obviously I saw it. Like it was like mad late. It was mad early, sorry, in the morning. So I went on my feed, obviously checked it out. And then after that, I couldn't sleep.
Yeah,
he
was
so
ratched, though. Yeah, sorry.
I couldn't even sleep. So I had to pray. I had to pray on it. I just prayed, like, just like you can't go to sleep with them kind of things.
Of course,
do you know what I mean? So I had to pray. And then, obviously, I went to sleep and that, et cetera. But, yeah, it was, like I said, it was just crazy. It was mad deep to me. Mad deep. And I'm literally just about
getting over it. Personally, I took it quite heavy. And it raises your, like, anxiety being in this... society, well, in our country, like bullshit's going on as it is, like people are moving mad, stabbing up people, starting mad. To shoot people and stuff like that now. And just as a young black guy, and you're doing positive things, when you're doing positive things, the negative still come back around to find you.
Of course.
So just as young black men, personally, I feel just a bit anxious that no matter what I do, negativity might try and find you.
Right.
Mm.
And it's just hard to try and knock that sentiment out of your head. Mm. But rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. I thought this was a clout move on some people's part. They're holding a vigil for him in London.
Are they?
On Saturday. I saw that, right? I was gonna write something about that.
I didn't
I don't understand it.
I just ignored that because that don't make any sense to me. It wasn't
I didn't see that.
You know, like last
if I did, I probably just
not last mind. Month, but the month before we lost Cadet. And all of this stuff obviously rightly so happened with Cadet because Cadet was close, like he was close to home, like
he was a UK artist, yeah.
He was a UK artist, you know what I mean? Like all of the stuff that was happening and the concert, you know, Hyde Park, releasing the balloons, everything that happened, that's cool, you know what I mean? Because we're close to it. Nipsey was all the way in LA.
Like, I don't even know, like, a lot of people, like, even follow Nipsey like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
I think
people,
so. I think the Victory like, album really, like...
Obviously
put people onto him. But I don't think it's necessary for you to... But maybe it is, and you know what I mean. Obviously, you can't really say anything to people.
You can
I can't gauge what they're doing. I hope they're doing it for the right reasons.
That's what I hope.
I personally think it's a clout move because they're telling people to bring balloons and stuff like that. You can't be directing people to bring something if they're really going to mourn someone. They're going to do it in whatever way they feel comfortable doing.
Yeah.
No, but I guess.
But then again, you can say the same thing. Like, you can't say to someone that you can't say to someone to mourn a certain type of way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's
if they want to go with them.
No, but that's the same thing.
No, they're telling other people on the flyer to bring balloons.
So, yeah, no, but that's the same thing as the Cadet thing. They told people to bring balloons, so they're just doing the kind of same thing.
But Cadet's thing was done by his cousin.
this is what I'm saying.
I don't know who this person is from, Adam.
That's what I'm trying to say. So it's like, it's a little bit like...
I understand they're a fan and stuff, but they could be a fan. But just to me, it looks like a clout move. Like, even we're talking about it now. Like, yeah. It's got people talk. Well, I don't know who talking, but we're talking because I saw it on my timeline. Mm. And it's like, I don't know what people nowadays are doing for the clout or doing for genuine kindness of their hearts.
Right.
And that's what kind of the poison of social media is, isn't it? So, listen, yeah, man, anyway, like, we'll move on.
Yeah, man, like...
rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah, rest in peace,
Nip. Rest in peace, man. Trust me, man.
100%. Crazy times.
Best wishes to his family, man.
Yeah, best wishes to his family.
Well, it's hard to get out of that.
Yeah.
It's mad hard. I don't know what we can bring it over to.
Have you ever tried to do the dashing when you've been in another... So say if you were in a girl's crib and you ain't...
Out of the springing mats. Where are you going?
You have topics. You can't spring that.
That's what we're going to talk about. But I was going to talk about, like, from one room to another, knowing that they've got a family member in the house and you're naked.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I've done that still.
What was going through your mind during that moment? You're naked.
Don't get caught.
I've got to make it.
By any means possible. By any means possible.
Don't trip.
Don't make too much noise. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to stay quite stealth mode. You've got to go in stealth mode. You know what I mean? You've got to be inconspicuous.
I don't know if I told this story yet, but like, it's not a dashing thing, yeah? Mm. But like, wait, what are you doing when you dashing? Were you doing that recently?
What, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm... What? In my girl's house, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Like, she's always got, like, her family members there. And I like walking around naked sometimes, innit?
I'm done, man.
So you know they're there and you still walk around naked?
I got to live, man.
So you took it out.
Wow, you're living on the edge.
I got to live, man.
Took it out in L, man.
Nah, once you...
Like a W in Stevenage.
Fuck you.
It's just bad.
So I don't think I told this story still. Have I told you, like, the one where I got stuck underneath the bed?
No.
Okay, cool.
I would remember that if you did tell me that. Yeah.
So I haven't heard this.
I don't think I've heard this.
Alright, cool. So
did you get stuck under the bed?
Back in the day, teens time, yeah, when I was in my teens. So I was at a girl's house and we're chilling in her room. Whatever, no one's at the house. She told me that, not like, her mum's not coming back for time, whatever, or like the rest of the night, basically. So I'm just chilling, cool, cool. So then we're chilling, and then the mum comes back. Her friend, and then like all her brothers and sisters, they all come back at the same time. It's like 11 at night, bro. I'm like, what the fuck, bruv? And obviously, if you go down the stairs, the kitchen's there. They're in the kitchen. The living room's right by the front
door. Yeah, you're getting squashed straight away.
Yeah, nothing that I can do to get out, right? So obviously, cool. She goes downstairs to see if I can possibly get out somehow, yeah? Whatever, cool. I'm just in the room chilling, whatever. And then, cool, she's downstairs for time. She comes back up. It's like, nah, there's no way out. I'm like, fuck, like, what am I gonna do?
No way out.
And then, like, obviously it's getting bare late, no, so now out. Like everyone's kind of just like, everyone's like trying to like go to bed or whatever. She's like, alright, you gotta hide in it. I was like, where? Like, there's nowhere to hide in here, innit? She got like a little, like, her bed was really low, but if you lift it, I could get under it,
and then you gotta put it back again.
And then you gotta put it back again. So it's mad, yeah. So cool. So I had to do that. So I'm underneath the bed now. Cool, and I'm just there, yeah. Now everyone's like going to bed, whatever, like you can hear them talking, like the mum and the friend talking, whatever. Then the mum goes, like, obviously, I guess the friend was too drunk, so just like she was like to him, oh yeah, you can stay around, it's cool. Yeah? You can have my daughter's bed. So now he's gonna sleep in her bed and then she has to sleep on the sofa. Yeah? Because obviously the guest has to sleep there, cool.
Wait.
I'm under the bed.
The mum, is this the mum's friend?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm under the bed, bro. Like, I'm literally underneath this bed.
With the mum's friend there?
Yeah, so they're basically like, cool.
What?
She's like, okay, cool, whatever, because she can't say no. So, cool. I'm under the bed, and then, like, she goes off. sleeps, but instead of sleeping in the living room, she like sleeps in like the hallway so she can kind of see me, because for some reason she had a hole in her door, don't know why.
She's
peeping through the hole.
So she was like peeping through the hole, and I could kind of see
her. To make sure that you're good, or
yeah, basically she was sleeping in the hallway so that she could see me. And like,
wait,
I don't know. Like,
she had holes in her door, so I'm not gonna question
So anyway, so cool. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm underneath the bed, and then so I literally remember this. It was so dumb. Like, I'm under the bed, yeah, and then the brother comes in, he closes the door, and he just like grunting to himself, like, whatever. Yeah. I'm like, for fuck's sake. And then he turns off the light, and then he turns off the light. And then gets in the bed, but he squashes me down. Like, literally, move at all. Like, I'm literally stuck. Like, I'm mad stuck.
You should have punched him.
So I'm thinking, I'm going to be here all night. I'm going to be here all night until this brother wakes up, until I can get out, yeah? So I'm fucked, yeah? And then, like, obviously, she's there. She's in the hallway, like, flashing her, like, torchlight like, through the hole in the door. And then I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I waited for a bit until a man was sleeping, so he's mad snoring, yeah? So I'm like, cool. I basically, like squeezed myself through the little gap, yeah? And then I lifted it with my back, like, lifted it, and then shrugged out, let it go. Lifted it, shrugged out, let it go, until I was fully out, and then I just ran out through the front door. And then
that's a mad move. Do you know what's crazy is that, if I was in that situation, my anxiety would have been crazy. Mental, off the scale. As soon as that situation starts happening, I would be sweating underneath there. There'd be puddles of sweat coming out underneath the bed.
She's getting busted.
Who would have known I was there?
She's getting busted. I don't care.
Of course she's getting busted. I'm not doing this.
You know what, yeah? No, but you're saying that with your adult mind. This, like, I was 18 or 17. Yeah, I think I was 17.
Yeah, but bro, you still have like feel like you still feel anxious and stuff.
No, I'm getting out of there, man.
Claustrophobic even.
Me and I don't have to chat again. I'm out.
How big was the brother?
Nah, it was little brother.
Little brother, so you could have taken him.
No, it wasn't the fact of that. It was just like, you know, when you're young, you think that's like shit. You know what I mean?
It was the brother that was leaving.
Yeah, you go with the situation.
Yeah, like, when you're young, like, now, if that happened, I was like, listen, man's hearing it, like, I'm going, I'll see you like, later, like, the fuck is this? My car's outside.
Like,
because I don't care, really, because it's not my family. I don't have to, you know what I mean? But when you're young, you think that it's a big deal, innit?
I understand.
So I'm underneath this bed shook because I think I'm going to get in like trouble or whatever. So I'm just like, all right, cool. Fuck it. But the way I shrugged out of that, it was sick. I don't even know how I did it. Some James Bond thing, man.
Jeez, he must have been dead as night.
My back was hurting.
Of course.
I've hidden in cupboards before. I think.
Only place I think I've hidden is a bathroom. And I was mad because obviously she had stairs in the house. So obviously, like, her mum's come in. She's like, I was doing what I was doing in the room. So I had to stop what I was doing, obviously, like, mid-whatever.
Yeah.
And then make my way to the bathroom, but tiptoe to the bathroom, just to make sure that she couldn't hear me. Like, it was the maddest move ever. Like, I was under pressure that time. I was definitely under pressure. And then I had to come out of the bathroom. Like, obviously, obviously, I think her mum knew I was kind of there, but she didn't know what I was
doing there,
obviously. So,
she shouldn't know.
I come back out like, yo, hi, mumsy, how you doing? Yeah, you're right. You good, yeah? I gotta go. Still, why you can't stay now? I gotta go. You know what I mean? I keep it moving. Let's keep the stepping.
Man, it's crazy. I had to sneak out of the house with the girl walking down the stairs at the same time as her. So yeah, I had to make sure my footsteps match hers.
Yeah.
So it sounds like she's going outside.
Yeah.
Wow.
James Bond shit.
Yeah.
James Bond.
Yeah.
008.
008.
008 shit.
Idris, I took your place, nigga.
So like, I was going to say, so this is a good segue. So like, I was going to talk about relationship energy.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if we talked about this before, but like, maybe we have, but this is kind of a little bit different, but like, when things like turn into, why does it change so much when you kind of take it from, or when you actually put a name onto something? Why does that change? Why does it change so much? Like, literally, you're cool. Like, for example, just you're just seeing each other.
Yeah.
Everything's cool, everything's great. But then as soon as you put the name on it, it's a mad pressure. It's like, why is that?
Because I feel like you've basically announced
to the world.
So this kind of announcing the exclusivity. Yeah. And then that.
So why does that mean?
Because
it's pressure.
Because it comes with added anxieties. Because you like.
So why would anyone want this then? Why would anyone want a relationship then? This is stupid. Why would I want more anxiety in my life?
No, this is the initial stage, isn't it? So it comes with added so you initial stages, you're cool, you're doing your thing, you're seeing each other, cool. I don't think nowadays you don't really need to announce you're in a relationship with anyone though. Like sometimes you just fall into a relationship.
Nah, some girls will ask you, what are we?
Some girls like,
what's happening here? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, some girls
where are we going from here? And then you got to have that conversation, and you know what I mean? There it goes from there. I don't know why, but I understand what you mean, but I don't know why it kind of changes the balance of the actual relationship which you're in, or situationship which you're in. Do you know what I mean?
Because
I don't understand why it changes the balance. There's a lot of, you could be going from cool, we can go from dating, and I've said, you know what I mean? Where she's asked that question, asked that question now, and then everything kind of just changes. I don't know, the dynamic of the thing kind of changes.
The feelings kind of, they probably offer themselves more to you. As a female,
from a female
perspective, if you put a name to it,
they kind offer more to you. But then sometimes I feel like I offer less. Yeah. I start offering less.
Yeah, because you've got them.
I start offering.
You've got them.
I start offering less. I start offering less. Not saying that me right now, but I'm saying prior situation shit. I start offering less. I feel like, all right, cool. I've got this. Now I'm allowed to go see you when I want to. I don't need to see you to this week. Do you know what I mean? I can
but this is what I'm saying. So why does it change so much? We shouldn't put a name on anything then.
No, but it's like anything new though. When you get a new phone, you love it, you take care of it, you
try. Say for example, you ain't put a name on it say you've just been seeing a girl for 9 months.
Yeah.
There's no name on it.
Yeah.
It's not a relationship. And then suddenly...
9 months of relationship, man.
I know, but no.
You don't know you're in a
relationship. No, but you're not. There's no name on it.
You might not think you're in a relationship.
But you're not in a relationship.
You're in a relationship.
There's no relationship.
You're in a relationship.
There's none.
You're in a relationship.
There's no relationship. I'm giving you the example, though, because you know what I'm saying, it's like when you have a new phone, but, if you've literally been seeing... No,
I said it.
Yeah, he said that. But, if you've been seeing someone for 9 months, but there's literally... It's not a relationship. The consensus is it's not. But then you have the conversation I want to be with you, whatever, cool. And then you're together, then it starts changing, the energy starts changing. Why?
Because,
that's fuckery. Everything should literally just be the same. Why is there now some sort of added pressure now? It should all just literally be the same. It's just now there's a name on it. Now, when I go out, I'm just calling you my girl. You get me?
But what should you be calling her then if after 9 months, what are you calling her? That thing?
You know what I mean? My certified. My bona fide. My certified.
Bona fide? Wait, hold on. Pause that.
No. But bro, you're going to have to call her your girl.
Your girl.
All of that is still your girl.
But didn't you just hear the example I'm giving?
You said 9 months.
Yes.
9 months is a long time, bro. You're in a relationship. Bro.
That's a whole baby.
I gave you that example because Luke said it's like having a new phone. You get me at first, blah, blah, blah. So I'm saying, that's a situation that happens, though. So you lot are saying it it doesn't happen. That can happen. You can actually be seeing someone for that amount of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's nothing been established.
Yeah.
You can't say that. You can't just be like, oh, yeah, that's my girl. If nothing's been established.
Realistically, nothing should really change, but I don't know where it is. There's pressures. Her friends
there's pressure,
looking,
yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Her friends are looking
there's at me. All outside factors. Cool.
There's all outside factors. It's not just between you and her. It's actually outside factors.
When she starts mentioning you
outside factors, her friends.
When she starts mentioning you to other people,
her friends, she starts mentioning other people, oh right, that's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
You're mentioning other people, oh right, that's my girl now. Do you know what I mean? You got to say that kind of stuff, and then there's kind of pressures there. You can't do this, you can't go out you can't go out and be moving mad.
There's different. Your life.
You can't go out with the girls and be moving mad.
Your lifestyle changes. Both your lifestyle change.
Exactly.
It's a lifestyle change.
It's a lifestyle change. That's
but you've been seeing each other. And it's been cool.
No, it's a lifestyle change though.
But you haven't put that title on it.
A relationship.
If you put that title on it, it's a lifestyle. That's official.
We got it, Rex. We got it. It's a lifestyle change.
That's official.
You ain't got it.
Yeah, we got it. It's a lifestyle.
Nothing should change.
A relationship is a lifestyle change though. But it's a lifestyle.
No, Fabs. Nothing should change. But
you're not talking about external factors. You're not talking about external factors.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about stuff with you, with you and her. Just things with you and her, the way you treat each other and the way you approach certain situations with each other.
Right, give me
you
know,
I'm talking like external factors.
Give me
like,
example.
You can't go out and move mad. You can't move mad with when you're going out with the girls, or you can't. You got to call. You got to say, "Oh, this is my man to this person and that person." Like, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about how you two treat each other. Like, that changes.
Nothing changes.
What changes?
Absolutely.
What changes?
Fucking lose.
What changes? Give us an example, bro.
Okay, cool. Let me think of something then.
Yeah.
No, no, because I do. I have something. So, you man talk amongst yourselves. Not only did they.
No, we're trying to catch up with you. You brought it here.
Like, I know exactly what I'm trying to say. No, but like, now you lot asked me that. Like, you've lot asked me that. It's completely gone out of my head. It's completely gone out of my head now. No, it's literally completely gone out of my head now.
What changes?
No, but literally, the energy, like, literally, you'll be literally talking to a girl, like, cool, you're feeling her, and nothing's been established in terms of, like, a relationship. And then as soon as you say it's a relationship, it just flips. Like, because literally now, it's like flipped. For example, you have been seeing each other for 3 months. You've established each other's pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah, of like when you can see each other and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But now you're going out. Now, suddenly, that's not acceptable. Now that's switched up. Now maybe she's just like, oh, I want to see you. I want to see you more. I want to see you. And it's like, wait, we've been seeing each other for this long. You know my pattern. Why are you making this a big deal? I'm just saying. Okay. Now, why has that changed? That's just an example.
Because you're in a relationship now. Like,
oh my god!
The thing is, why are you referring to?
No! Shut up!
Bro, you're throwing stuff.
You shut up!
You're throwing stuff in man's.
Yes, it's a pen. I didn't even throw a glass bottle. It's a pen.
They're not starting off the shelves.
Massive. Oh, with a pen. Is this guy all right?
The pen is mightier than the sword, my lord. Just to let you know.
Well, you could have dashed that. You could have.
Anyway.
Listen, it's a pen. You're deflecting right now.
No, I'm not deflecting. I'm saying the same thing. Like, I can't remember where I was going with this.
Exactly.
Cool. You established routine, yeah? And she wants to change the routine because of the title. The title comes with, as I said, a lot. No, but wait.
That title holds a lot of weight though, bro.
So that to change stuff like that.
Yeah, because they give more to you. They give more themselves to you.
They want
to
spend more time. They want to spend. They want to build.
My brother.
It's not the same.
My brother, you are the same people you were. Like,
but there's a long
literally when that thing like.
There's a long no because
no, no it seems that thing is inserted.
No, but there were things inserted.
Stuff like that shouldn't change.
No, because now there's longevity in there. Want the relationship? It's not.
Listen, the thing that we're saying should change. Like, when you're going out with the boys, you can't be acting. You can't be moving mad. When she's going out with the girls, she can't be moving mad. Obviously, now when you go out, obviously, you gotta say that's your girl. You should say that's my guy. Whatever, cool. Just to bait things, isn't it? Like you gotta claim it. But all that stuff, all the bait stuff, cool.
Yeah.
But that stuff, like, just the stuff between you two, like. That shouldn't change. Like those little things, they shouldn't change, but they do. And this is what I'm trying to get to the bottom of. They shouldn't, but they do.
But Fabs, isn't
and that? And then certain things that weren't like certain things that weren't a big deal when you weren't going out now become a big deal when you are going out when they actually shouldn't become a big deal. Like as I said for the example, until I think of a new example, like the seeing each other example, like that shouldn't be made to be an issue because before that. Was the thing we've been running with, and it's been working. Now, why are we changing something when something was working? Just because we're in a relationship?
Because now we're in a relationship, yeah.
You can't just keep saying we're in a relationship.
Let him land.
If you don't, if you don't land, I'm gonna go nuts.
Let him land, man.
For a bed.
Yeah, I've got
you ain't got no more pens.
I do. I got bear.
You ain't got no more pens.
I've got more pens.
Don't throw no more pens.
I got more pens.
Don't throw no more pens.
I got way more pens.
You're painting my walls with different pens.
Now you're in a relationship. Yeah. Now you've got to start building on things. The way you build on things. Yeah. Is spending more time together, doing more things together.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff, bro.
We're still getting to know each other. It's a process.
Do you know what I mean? You're still in the process. Like 3 months, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever
times there is, you're still getting to know each other.
All right. Cool. I can see you on a Saturday. I can see you every Saturday.
So tell me, what does that have to do with now changing the pattern?
Because why?
That's not changing, but bro,
that is. I wanna spend more time with you. I wanna build with you. I wanna get to know you. We can still build and get to know each other with
once
the pattern
week.
That's been working. Then if it's once a week, for example, if you've been seeing each other for an extended period of time, you will know how much you can see each other just from you know what I mean? Like, from what you've been doing already. Like, before you go into the relationship, yeah, that's one of the things that you would, you'll be like, if it's good for you or if it's not good for you. Because say if you've been seeing each other for 3 months and you only see each other once a week, yeah, if that's not good for you, then you won't get into a relationship. Yeah. So then why would you make it an issue when you get into the relationship if you knew that's how it was before? So what you're saying don't make sense. Because you're saying, like, oh, yeah, we've got, when you're in a relationship, you've got to grow, you've got to build. Cool, that's fine. Yeah, that's true. But what does that have to do? Why are you making it, why are you making something a big deal when you knew the deal before you got into this?
Nah, no, I understand what you're saying, but I feel like that's just how relationships kind of go.
Nah, but that's not, but that's what you're saying, but that ain't right. You can't just be like, yo, that's the way it goes, you know, so man's just got to accept it. Fuck that. I'm trying to change the shift in the culture, bitch. Yeah, I'm trying to change this
shit. What culture?
The culture of relationships.
What culture? Yeah,
the culture of relationships.
I'm trying to change the culture.
I'm trying to change it.
I need the culture to change, bro.
This is for all of us. I'm not doing it for just me.
Oh, you're trying to change the world. I'm doing it for everybody. You're trying to change the world now.
I'm doing it for everybody.
I see it.
Yeah, I'm trying to change the whole thing.
I see it. Let me know. Right. How do we... So, okay,
no, cool. But that's not right, though. You shouldn't have to, like...
I can implement your laws.
No, it's not... Listen, I'm just saying stuff that makes sense. You, Rax, if you just want to be a victim, that's cool. That's okay. If you want to be a victim too, Luke, that's fine. But what I'm trying to say is to you, it don't make sense. But you can't just be like...
feel like a victim,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're only a victim if you feel like a victim.
You do feel like a victim. You're being a victim.
You can't tell me you're not a victim.
Being a victim, you're a victim. So yeah, you feel like a victim, but you don't feel like a victim because you are the victim. You're so deep in the victimism that you are just... You just live in it. You breathe it.
Luke, take this one.
you're not even making sense when you're even explaining shit. All you're saying is you're just going, yo, it's just a relationship, so you just gotta accept it. That's not
No, I'm not saying you gotta still accept it. I'm saying you've got to build on shit, bro. Like, okay, cool. I
but
see
what
you
does
once
that
a
have
week.
To do?
Now I'm gonna see you 2 times a week. So we can build. So we can build time.
Cool, cool.
We can spend more time together. Invest in stuff that we wanna do together.
Fabs,
you know what I mean?
There's a lot of outside
okay,
facts.
We can't do it on that Saturday. Let's do it on Wednesday then. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's gonna,
you're just complimenting my point then. You're basically just agreeing with me then. You're agreeing with what I'm saying. You're just trying, I don't know. I guess this is a podcast sake, I guess. Like, am I just debating for me a podcast sake? Because am I just agreeing with what I'm saying?
If it's not working...
I know that. Man keeps saying I'm hearing what you're saying, but nah, and then saying what I'm saying in a different way.
Don't just the facts. I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying that kind of stuff just changes with time. That kind of stuff just changes with time. Genuine facts.
No, not with time. That's a different thing. You're saying time. I'm talking about with the click of saying we are in a relationship.
Yeah, we're in a relationship now. We've got to see 2 times. That's
no. No. No.
Cool. So you're in a predicament now. You just told a female you're in a relationship with her now, Fabs.
Yeah.
And she says, okay, so now you have to see me. You're seeing her once a week, per se.
Yeah.
You have to see her now 2 times a week.
Why?
Are you going to say no?
Yeah. Because I can't. If I can't, I'm not going to
no,
say no.
If you physically can.
No, you can, though. You
like
can.
If I can, yeah.
Then you're changing the dynamics of the relationship.
What I'm saying to you is she still fucking cool. So you completely changed.
I didn't change anything.
You did.
I just
because I'm saying to you. No, I'm saying you completely changed it. Because I'm saying if you've been seeing each other for 3 months,
you're in a routine.
You lot have established
routine. Okay.
You've established that you and her can only see each other like these days or this amount of days during a week. That's what you lot have established. For three months. That's what you lot just worked out. Like, just not off talking to each other, but just seeing each other, how you're working. That this is what works for us. So then when you get into a relationship, now just because you're in a relationship, it's just like, I want to see you. I want to see you like 3 times a week, even though... She knows it don't work.
I go crazy.
Now you got to force a third time. now you got to force a third day in the week, even though you actually physically can't. But now there's this added pressure.
No, Fabs, like I said, I fully hear you. I've been in that same situation where you've had to, you know what I mean? You've got to start implementing it 2 times, whatever. It's been once, now it's 2 times. You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. I was physically able to see her 2 times a week, so I could do it that way. But if I wasn't, then it's not.
But if she was just like, yo, like, that's your third.
Huh? That's your third.
I need to see you two more times a week. I can't do that then.
I need to. It's not going to physically happen.
She's pushing that now.
She can't. It can't happen.
It can't happen, man.
I can't remember what I'm saying.
What?
But that's what I'm saying. But that's all I wanted to get to there with you two. But I'm saying that shouldn't be the, like, why is that the case? Like, why does that have to, why does that pressure have to go on? Like, it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it shouldn't be like
that. It shouldn't really be a pressure.
It should just be like, yo.
It shouldn't be a pressure.
It's not,
but it's been made to be a pressure. Even I'm just talking about girls right now. Let's talk about us, like, and what pressure we put on. Like, you get me? Like, you know what I mean? Now you might, like, for example,
once we're in a relationship,
going out, your girl's going out. Yeah. Now you're saying to her, yo, like, don't wear that. Don't wear that. What are you doing? Like, don't be wearing that. She can wear what she wants.
Technically, but
exhaled for real.
Like, but as a young bull that's in a relationship, if you're wearing something that's revealing, like a lot of cleavage is fine to show, but if your whole half your titties out, that's a mating call to another brother, because he's seeing your goodies and he might want to.
No, but if your girl's attractive, then she's just a mating call. She's going to be a mating call anyway.
I can't control other guys' behavior when I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
No, I'm waiting for the drop.
I can't control.
I just suggested that.
No. But I can say to you and make suggestions to you, saying, "Okay, this is the reason I'm saying not to wear this because
the suggestions." Yeah,
not control. As you thought I was gonna say, because that's crazy. Anyway, I can make suggestions to you, say, like, "Oh, like, see it from my perspective. Like, there's gonna be bare guys there. Obviously, you're not just not gonna be on your mind, but right. In their mind, this is gonna be on their mind. Thinking as a guy, this is gonna be on their mind. And if she sees it from your perspective, then you come to an understanding, and that's what part of a relationship is. It's like me going out and me wearing grey jogging bottoms." As a guy, show my dick print.
Wow, that's a. That's
if she's like, oh, like, I don't really want you wearing grey jogging bottoms anymore because it shows your dick print, it might, that girls might be staring at your dick now, then I'm like, all right, cool, like, obviously, like, I don't want them staring.
I was wearing these grey joggers, man. Get off this wheel. Well, I was wearing these fucking grey joggers before. And it weren't a problem, innit? Now, why is it a problem, innit? I like my grey joggers. Leave me alone.
I don't own any grey joggers. Like, I don't think I've ever owned
it. Say East London.
No, say South London.
Yo, my man, posty, bro. Fucking
yeah, up, yeah. That. So the top of the week started very negatively, and then the next day it got kind of crazy. So I woke up the next day on group chat. What was it? Tuesday. All I'm seeing is Posty giving the deadest beat. The deadest beat. The lethargic beat.
Posty was giving the first bloated beat.
Like, it like it was mad bloated.
That's the side beat that you give when you're in the bed and you're standing up doing it.
I was so bloated when they were trying to give the one tech. The one tech.
You just got that from a good plate of Vapianos.
The one tech beat.
And then just like, massive one technique. And he was filming himself. Yo, why was he filming himself?
Yeah, what? I need a question, question you, man. So, like, if you ever had filmed yourself doing anything, would you focus the camera on you? Or would it be in your mind to focus the camera on you?
Nah, on the cheeks. Just the cheeks. You focus the camera on
your sometimes,
cheeks.
No, but then, do you know what? I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
On a clapiano.
No, but if I was eating a thing or whatever, like, okay, cool. It's going to be on the, it's gonna, I'm going to get some of the cheeks in there, but then I'm going to get some of, like, her, myself. I'm gonna. Obviously, I'm engaging with action.
I don't want to see my face.
I don't want to see my face, but I'm gonna be in it because. So I mean, got angry.
What do you mean?
My piece will be in it. But
piece is in it.
Yeah, that's it.
Nah, man, you got
and angry, cheeks.
Right? Well, you're using the front camera. Because you're using the front camera. Like, you're doing this rather than doing this.
No, you gotta put it down like that.
You gotta put it down like that.
So I'm coming.
Holding the camera. Yeah.
Go like this.
Yeah, you're holding it.
You're holding
that means you're saying if you want to be in it, you're using the front camera like this.
No, you gotta flip it around sometimes. You gotta do the that.
That's what you're using the snap camera.
You're bugging,
man. Why are you saying
the using the snap camera?
The 4 megapixel.
No,
the normal camera, the iPhone camera. I was not pamming it, do you know what I mean? You're gonna catch me some in it. Sometimes you gotta look at yourself to make sure you're doing it right, you know what I mean?
No,
obviously, you weren't doing it right. He was tight, he was
I don't know what was wrong with Posty.
Nah, man.
I don't know what he was doing.
That was a madder's like, man.
That was a mad move.
And then, no.
Obviously, I hope he clocked, he wasn't doing it right.
Posty. That was wild. Like, I've never seen a beat so slow in the forget.
My guy Posty said, Archit. Archit! 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 Listen, the t-shirts, whenever they come out.
Wait, they're out.
I want them for Park.
But life. I don't understand though. Like,
said Park, like, what? Archie?
No, say East London. Say East London. I'm not from there, but I want them.
Just put South in front of it.
Yeah, true. I might do that still. I might make my own.
Bang, I might be on it. We might as well get it.
I'm not gonna lie, that'd be so cool.
That'd be sick.
Oh my God.
You might have to
say South London.
You might have to do a podcast from Park Life still.
Yeah, fuck it.
How? Liz,
special edition.
Liz.
Replace the light skin guy.
Another light skin guy. Liz will be wild.
We just come up with random taglines.
Yeah, let's start shouting nowadays.
I'm not saying that. But yeah, back to the Posty thing. So why do you think it crossed his mind to say East London, the guys from East London give the best.
I'm telling you, he wanted to put that out, man. Because why would you just say that, like, for a personal video?
Say East London gives the best beat.
Or he wanted to send it around.
But even if you wanted to send that around, like, I'm not video recording it to send it to the man. For you, man, to see me, my face, my facial expressions when I'm in a thing. You want to see my face?
Yeah, but maybe, like, you know, that's a thing, like, you know, Mandem are stupid, innit? Like, we'll do stupid shit. Like,
yeah, I know.
For example, like, there might be this girl, like, man's trying to beat her. I can beat that thing, you know. Nah, you can't beat that. I can beat that thing. And then he beat it, so he's filming it to confirm that he's beating the thing.
And he's making it to South London.
He could have caught his reflection in with the other camera. Like, he could have done so many things. Rather than, like, seeing his fat, bloated belly and...
You're going to still see the fat, bloated belly.
All I could think, yeah, at the time was, he's fucking this girl, yeah? And I'm just like, this girl would not fuck with this brother if he didn't have no peace. If he had zero peas,
she's a goodie.
I don't think she's a. I don't.
No. But that time of girl went. Oh God, for Posty.
She was foreign. She was foreign.
You think she's foreign?
Yeah, but she wouldn't go for Posty.
Nah, I thought she was like.
She was foreign. You could hear her say she was foreign.
Apparently, she's an employee of
Link.
Well,
what
she's
Link
definitely
up?
Foreign.
Graham Daly. Yeah,
maybe Link up.
Must say Link up. They linked up.
Yo, man said Archit, you know. Archit.
What's the wildest thing you've ever said during sex?
Oh, mate.
Boom.
Man said boom.
I said boom.
Nah. No, I'm joking. That's a good one,
man. What do you say during sex? Do you say
anything? I'm quiet. Sex? I'm so quiet.
Nah, I'm so quiet. And I try to mix
I'm
up so and quiet. Try to, you know,
I said you
might like that.
I said you might like that.
No, I don't grunt. I don't do none of that. No, I'm not that brother.
Lay it out, bro. Like, what's wrong with you?
I'm not that brother.
Like, enjoy yourself.
I'm not that brother.
No, I do, but.
What up?
You mean like. And every now and again,
like, going out.
Have you ever said anything? Like, have you said anything?
Yeah.
What have you said?
Why did you say it like that? Huh? Why did you say yeah? Like?
Yeah.
No, the one thing I did say is like, raw, do you like that? And I got kind of into it. It's like, do you like that?
I always find it weird saying that.
Do you like that?
Yes,
fuck off. Like, I need your approval. I don't need it, man.
I know you like that.
I need your approval.
That.
Regardless, I'm trying to get mine.
Right there, yeah? Right there. Yeah? Man said that before.
Right there,
yeah?
I said, you like that?
Yeah. I might say some mad shit, like, I might just get in my bag and say, oh, you nasty bitch. Like, I might just say stuff like that. Like, yeah.
You
might get in my bag.
You call her a whore?
Nah, unless she wants me to. Like, I might just get in my bag like that.
Do you ever slap her?
You nasty. Yeah, man, little bear slaps.
You spit.
Pow.
Yeah, spit happens.
What, in the face?
That happens, yeah. I've done it before.
Yeah, man. It's disgusting.
Nice. Nah, but you can't do it. Like, you really got to get permission. That's some wild shit where the police can pull up.
I did it without permission.
Too late.
That's assault.
That is
assault.
So it's a slap though, right?
Yeah, slapping. Yeah, I rolled the dice and I spat. And
you know what? Slapping is rolling the dice too. You know, you don't know how that's gonna go.
If you do any of those things, yeah, without permission, yeah, you gotta be laying it down. If you're not laying it down, and you like, oh yeah, let me just spit on that because this might spice it up, and you're not laying it down. Like, Posty couldn't spit on that bitch.
Hey, Bradley, he couldn't breathe on like, that. What was he doing?
If Ozzy done anything else but do what he was doing,
he would have died.
He would have died.
It's like, what was my guy doing? He was trying to pabbing it. He was pabbing it wrong, though.
Just give a beat. I used to be like that when I was 17.
Bradley. 100%. No, I had bare energy.
I don't think I did, you know.
Bro, this... Bro,
no, I had bare energy, but I like... I didn't know what I was doing.
You know what you're doing. Yeah,
it was misplaced. You didn't know where. Yeah, and it was bare misplaced. Like, yeah. I don't know.
You know, for time, and it was mad, yeah. Because when I think I first did doggy when I was 18. I was from Virginia when I was 14.
4 years for you to do doggy,
bro. I didn't, but I just never thought to do it.
I went.
It was bare magic because I never thought to do it, bro. It was nuts because like when I did it, I was like, why have I been doing this? All this time, why haven't I been doing this? I swear to God, I only literally did two positions, and that was missionary and girl, like cowgirl. That's the only position I did. I didn't do anything else for 4 years, bro.
Doggy was my favorite for a long, like until this year.
Is it
missionary? No.
Yeah, missionary.
Laying
it down, a missionary.
Yeah.
I'll be laying.
Like,
I'll be. You feel like you're.
I know you, man. Tricks, man. You know.
You mean
you
use my tricks?
What? No. I know why you're not saying that. I don't listen. You get me? But I'm not gonna bait you out, innit?
What?
No, I'm gonna bait you out. That's cool.
Nah, bait me out.
Ah, it's cool, man. I don't mind.
I don't mind. When I laying it down, though.
Obviously, like you get me when you're. I mean, when he's missionary, man. Do you know what I mean? Like it's easy to control the nut.
It is.
Doggy's a mad thing because she backs it back.
I know, she backs it back. We're trying to get. You can't get away from it.
You can't.
It's true, still. It's true.
Missionary, you can control the situation. Legs on shoulder, you can control the situation. But like, when it's doggy,
and the
or like, they're on top.
They're one of the top. It's a rap. Yeah, it's a rap.
It's an L and L.
Bear, wild rides.
It's an L and L, man.
Bear, yeah.
Wait.
Bear.
Nah,
what'd you say?
For you, thing.
Yeah, that's a rap. No. Yeah.
Yo.
What were we talking about before?
Mad thing, sad thing.
I don't even know. Posty. That's how we got here.
Oh, fuck that.
We could have taught him a thing or two. We should run... Classes, pause.
What are you trying to say? Orgy?
No, you're moving mad. Fabs, don't you want to go to orgy?
Relax, man. Why are we talking about that again?
Why are you... like, I'll pay for you to go this year.
I'll let you lot know.
When can I pay for you to go this year? I'll pay for you to go.
When can I pay for you?
You have to go with a GoPro on your head.
On your birthday.
Don't, you're not going to...
On my birthday coin.
Yeah. You're not going to go orgy.
Give me your birthday money. Pay for it with your birthday money.
Right,
you
cool.
Get birthday money still.
I do. But
I got a dad, so.
Go. I don't
get birthday
get
money.
Get a GoPro. This is it.
They ain't gonna let you in there with a GoPro.
Nah.
It's freaky stuff.
Nah, they won't let you film. I have to have a proper secret camera.
them weirdos.
Yeah, like a
trench coat camera.
Like a fur belly button. Like a fur belly button.
Yeah, or get one of them badges that say pregnant woman on board. Like, wait, just stick it on me.
What, in your skin?
No. Oh yeah, for real. Let me naked. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm not even naked. I'm walking around naked.
Yeah, walking around naked.
Nah, bro.
You gotta walk around with a slung.
Your slung out.
So weird.
You gotta walk around with a slung.
That's weird. I can't do that. That's weird.
Alright, anyway, what's next?
Alright, cool. Man? Yeah, go ahead.
Fucking hell, bro. I don't even know how we got there again.
Being silly, man. Being silly, not new.
Fucking hell. Let's see what else we got here. Oh yeah, we didn't get to talk about this last week, obviously, because we were off. But surviving Cardi B happened.
Oh yeah,
people were talking about that. People were going crazy about that. Mm. Obviously, probably everyone knows by now, but Cardi, old video surfaced where she was basically saying that she used to drug and rob brothers when she was a stripper. So, obviously, people heard it and then are going crazy saying that she should be cancelled and whatever. Me, personally, I don't think she should be cancelled. I think it's a normal thing. I don't think there's...
Why is it normal?
It's a thing that strippers do. It's a risk that, bruv, when you go, if you're right, so I've personally never been, I've never like been to a strip club and like gone off with a stripper or whatever like that. That's personally not happened to me. Mm. But if I did,
yeah,
I would be like clinging on to my shit. Like, yeah. I know it's a potential risk.
No, of course you got to. Like, you got, you can't.
So, like,
it.
Yeah, like, so it's a normal thing. It's, that's something that happens. No, but it's not, his, he's stupid for, no, like,
it's not, being, it's not in the strip club, though, because think, like, they're naked there, isn't it? So it has to be somewhere secluded.
No, but it's an extra. Yeah, but it's an extra. No, but you go
back to, so wait, if I'm going back to, if I bring back a stripper to my yard, blood, you feel I'm just leaving my shit on show?
No,
if I'm leaving my, like, rolling my wallet.
No, no.
Even if a hotel, blood, they got safes in there. They got safes in there. So I put my shit in, a safe.
So it's his fault, really?
Yeah, of course. It's his fault, but.
But in reality, you like.
But then again, obviously, Cardi must have drugged him from early. Do you know what I mean? So
nah. Well. Did you read the thing that come out the story?
No.
Well, I don't remember it word for word, but basically, one brother came out, but apparently he was lying. Like he was fronting. But basically, he said that it's magic because obviously you knew it was like because he's like what did he say? He was like. He went to a strip club with like his fucking PT.
Personal trainer.
Yeah, his
PT. I told you about these guys last time. I told you about these guys last time.
I knew you was gonna say that. I knew it.
These but, PTs.
Like, yeah, so he went with the PT and he saw Cardi. He saw Cardi, whatever, like Cardi, whatever, said to Cardi that he wanted to go they wanted private time.
Yeah.
Took her back to the hotel and then they were drinking, whatever. She was shaking her ass, whatever. She was doing whatever on, like, grinding on him. And then he went to the toilet. He went to the toilet. And then, whatever.
So that's your pen that you threw.
Man's still talking about the pen.
I swear.
It's a pen. It's not going to do anything.
I just clocked it.
You know how cheap that pen was? It's like in a pack of fucking 100. Anyway, yeah. Fucking hell, man. Anyway, for £1. Anyway, so... Yeah, and then literally he went to the toilet and then she obviously spiked the drink while he was in the toilet.
Yeah.
He kept drinking. That's mad, and then though. Yeah.
Do you know that's the bit that's crazy, right? She spiked his drink. Yeah, okay, cool, like now we have a problem.
Yeah, yeah, like if it was just like
You can't drug man and then take advantage of man. If I drugged the team and I took advantage of her.
But she didn't take advantage, she took advantage.
Yes, taking advantage.
That's the nicest way to take the stuff.
Wait.
Bro,
that's the nicest. Wait,
nah.
Let's be serious.
What's the nicest way?
Hold me up. Just take my things while I sleep. Not drug up. If we're gonna be nice, that's the nicest way. Because if you're gonna drug me, you don't know how to drug.
You could wake up.
You don't know how
to stop me.
You don't know how the drugs gonna react. Number one on the person.
Oh man.
Number two, you're drugging someone against their will.
Young Molly.
Drop.
Oh, so
you're frequenting this.
I'm just saying, no, young Molly in the fall asleep.
Any girl that's listening to this,
sleep, you're gonna completely.
You gotta be careful.
Be careful of Fabs.
And if what? Bro, we lost to dare. Like, how did we get there?
Bro, I'm saying it's kind of like acceptable to slap a Molly.
What I'm saying to you is, at the end of the day, she did it the nicest way possible to rub someone. Like, and at the end of the day, you're trying to compare it. You're trying to compare it to like. Someone like someone drugging, like a guy drugging a girl, and then him like trying to like take advantage of her, like fuck her or whatever. Like that's not the same thing. She just robbed him.
No,
you gotta kind of put in the same esteem.
No, you can't.
No,
you can't.
Hold on.
No, that's different.
Why can't you?
Because she just robbed him.
But she slapped a Molly. That's the thing that allowed her to do it. That's the thing that allowed her to take. So if I slip a Molly in a Ting's drink, yeah, and I take advantage of her, go take her back to the hotel, take advantage of her, whatever. How is that any different?
No, wait.
How is that any different from a ting slapping a Molly in my drink?
Don't even compare it by opposite sex. If I did it to you, no. If someone that you just like cool, you just met, random night out, you accept a drink from someone, you're done for doing it in the first place, but you accept a drink. They spike your drink, you're fucked now.
Mm.
They rob you. You're like another guy robs you. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling mad. I'm feeling dumb.
And how do you
that person?
And what's your thoughts towards that person as a guy? What's your thoughts?
I'm gonna be mad. Cause,
all right, cool. And what's your view on it now? A guy has just robbed another guy by spiking his drink.
I mean, I think that's kind of corny. That's kind of dead. Like, why would another
Why is it dead for a guy?
No, it's not.
Wow.
Because how would a woman by herself rob a man? How? Name the ways that she could do that successfully.
she can do it with weaponry. She might be struggling.
No. That's not that.
Knock the guy out.
There's not a high percentage that she's going to get away with it.
Why is she doing that in the first place?
Bro, she's a fucking illegal. Stripper.
And they make a lot of money.
Yeah, it's illegal to fucking get a prostitute.
It's not illegal to get a prostitute.
So he started it.
It's not illegal. No,
he fucking started it. So we're juggling an illegal business. He the fucking she's wanted not, a prostitute.
He didn't know she was a prostitute. He might have just paid what? Her for extra.
He said, come back to my hotel.
She came. Doesn't mean he paid for it.
What?
He didn't pay for his stuff to get stolen.
Yeah.
Well, he did, didn't it? Like, he did. Well, he didn't pay.
He did, but...
You sound mad ignorant now, you know?
No, I don't.
I'm shocked at you.
No, I don't.
I'm shocked.
He knows what he's
doing. No, I don't. I'm being serious.
Fabs is just doing that.
He's genuinely being serious.
I'm trolling.
I'm shocked.
So you think it's all right?
I'm just saying.
So I don't mind listen, me, and I see... And
at
I
the end of the day...
Yeah,
Let me say this. Take his stuff. His stuff is in the pin. Pin, 199. Yeah, take that.
Let me say this. At the end of the day, no, like...
Take them shoes as well.
You lost the shoe. Anyway.
You should lose them shoes.
You're right. Oh my days. Listen, like, at the end of the day, drugging anyone is wrong. Drugging is wrong. Like, that's completely wrong. And like, obviously, I'm not saying that's right at all. What she did is wrong, and I'm not saying it's right. But yeah.
You just said it was right.
No, I'm not saying it's right. What I'm trying to say is that it's a normal thing to happen in that circle. Like, that's something you should be aware of, and that's something you should be possibly expecting to happen. Like, it's something you should be looking out for if you go with someone that is a sex worker. Like, if you go off with them, you have to understand that they possibly could rob you, because that shit happens. That's a common theme in that industry. So, like, if it happens to you, yeah, you should feel pissed. Like, but the thing is, it's illegal anyway, so you can't even fucking go to the police and be like, oh, the sex worker fucking robbed me. Like, you can't do it, because, you get me, you just gotta look after your shit. Like,
you can spin the story, you can't spin the story.
And also, as I said before, she did it the nicest way possible.
That's what something that I'm kind of shocked at. You can't say, oh,
what's
you've done.
Nice, how?
What's nice about drugging someone and robbing them?
I said it's the nicest way possible. I didn't say it was good. I said it was the nicest way.
Nicest way.
All the ways are bad. That is the nicest one.
At least we know that.
What way is better than that? She's a woman. At the end of the day, a man stronger than woman. Yeah, women will have to do other things. Yeah, as man versus man, if you drugged me to rob me, you're a pussy up. Like, kind of dickhead, like, what? Like, you to rob me, you have to drug me. Like, that's mad. Shoot me, do something else to me, try and beat me up, knock me out, and then rob me.
No, but...
That's cool. That's something that maybe a man, that one-on-one as a man could do. But a woman, they got to be a little more creative if they're going to try and rob a man. So I'm saying drugging a guy... They're completely unaware of what's going on. They fall asleep. You rob them. They're gone. It's just all. You get me? We all live our lives. You ain't got no money for a little bit until you get your bank card back, whatever. Get your phone back, whatever, and then done.
I think there was another part to the story as well. I think she's talking about like putting on, bringing a tranny in and.
Oh no, that was another thing.
Oh, was it?
So there was another video that come out basically saying that if your man cheats on you, then say that, like, say to him that you want a threesome, and then blindfold him, like, so basically bring in like you and then bring in another girl and then blindfold him, and then obviously then bring in a tranny and then have the didn't have the thing. That's a problem still. That's not. That is wild still.
Let's just move away from that.
Yeah, anyway.
That's
so
crazy.
So you're clearly not surviving Cardi B.
I just don't think that. I don't think it's that bad.
She,
I don't know why you don't think it's that bad, because at the end of the day, it's a normal thing that happens in that industry. I'm not saying it's right, but it's not a foreign thing to happen. So for people to be right, cool, like, I don't know why people made it such a big thing as well. Like,
because she's a big artist, and
but
she's
something
she's
that
got,
happened before.
It's come to light. At the end of the day,
it was already out. Let's not say it's come to light. It was already out. Right. She already had that. That video was already out. It already circulated. She put it on her Instagram years ago, and she put it out. So that shouldn't now be a thing to cancel her now. She should have been cancelled then if it was a problem. Like, it shouldn't be now a problem now. She's the biggest artist.
Yeah, it was on Instagram Live.
Yeah, it was back in the day. She didn't
recently. Instagram Live, she drugged him.
No, she said this, all the stuff.
She said the story.
Okay.
She said she used to drug guys to rob them. That's what she said on Instagram Live.
Yeah, but then, okay, cool. So she said it on Instagram Live, but there was no evidence to show it, right?
No, there's no
she
evidence
said
to show
she
that
said
she actually did
it. She said it, that's
yeah.
the evidence, but...
But then people... So
now the dude's
that
forward.
Is the, so
no,
the video
no, fake,
came out.
It was fake, though.
Oh.
So the video came... She done that years ago. Then it resurfaced, and then now people want to cancel her. But the only reason people want to cancel her is because she's big and famous now. And that's my problem. Like, allow it. Like, if she wasn't big and famous, no one would say nothing because you didn't say anything when she did say it years when it came out. You didn't say anything.
People were still saying something.
No, they didn't. They just were laughing at it. Everyone was laughing at Cardi's videos. It's just like, look at this crazy stripper. She's so funny.
But our audience is different now.
I don't care. At the end of the
audience,
nah.
She's still got
core fans.
But she appeals to like young little girls now and shit.
Who cares about that though? Like, we knew what type of woman she was
so
before she.
People
came
are gonna
in the
clock
game,
onto these
bro.
Things though. People are gonna clock onto
yeah,
these
but
things.
But we all knew what type of girl she was before she came in the game.
But there's a facade.
This is the same thing we were talking about earlier with the whole relationship things. Why is it changing? We knew who she was, bruv. Now it's changing. Now she's big and famous. Before she come in the game, before we let her to be so rich, because at the end of the day we played a part in her being so rich. Like, she was that girl. And she hadn't stopped being that ratchet girl. So, like, why now, like, are we going to be like, what, because now she's got bare peas and she's riding high? No, fuck that. Like, I know that's who she was, so I'm not going to judge her.
I think you're saying riding solo.
Riding high, man. Riding high with other niggas' money.
Jason Derulo sang that. Oh, I was thinking one of them weird.
The fact that you man know that is very worrying to me. Especially you, Rex, man. I'm disappointed in you. Very, very
I thought one of them... You listen
that's,
to
Nick. No, but that's you.
No,
said
no, wait, I'm that, bro.
I got a quick question. What happened to that Nathan guy?
Who?
He was like UK Jason Derulo.
Who?
His name's Nathan. I used to see him on Channel 8K or something. Was the name Nathan?
Oh, come into my room. Come into my room, Nathan.
What happened to him?
Like, huh?
I used to go to my church, I think.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You and him praise together?
Yeah.
He passed you the collection plate. And he collected your plate. He collected your
what's
piece.
Next on the bucket, man?
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, like. How long have we been? How long have we been going for?
I don't know.
fuck's sake.
I think hour and a half. Right.
Probably about that still,
hour
isn't it?
Like
yeah, 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 yeah. Nah, the last thing I was really gonna talk about,
I can't just that. That'll kind.
The last thing I was really going to talk about was like SBTV and like
okay,
I saw a post saying that
SBTV is dead now.
Yeah, and
was that Jamal?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but Edwards, yeah. I think do you know why?
He's modelling now.
No, but do you know why that's gone down? Just the actual site. I mean, so the actual.
Well, it didn't go platform. Down, but it's still there. But it's just not.
No one's maintaining it.
Yeah. No one's like, it's not as big as it used to be. Like, you know, now it's like Grime Daily, like pretty much they put out stuff every week. You know, they give out plaques and, you know what I mean? They're active in the culture. You know what I mean? Like, SBTV, like, they were active in the culture at a point.
They were, yeah.
It's like they just, yeah, it's, but they just like completely disappeared. They were like the biggest platform.
I don't know why that is though.
I think Jamal just, I think he stopped caring, honestly.
No,
about
I think
he's gone into other
churches. Like he's gone into like there was legal battles. And I think I told you, man, this, but I'll tell you off.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
No, I can't tell you now. Why not? It's legal. I can't do that.
Of course you can.
No,
if it's out there, if I can go on Google now and find it,
I don't know how much. Hold on.
Where did you find that? Like,
because it was on my firm. Like there was, I think it was going through something on my firm, and I saw the. Back and forth with it.
Okay,
but it was like
fair enough.
Tax and stuff. It was like tax and stuff.
I'm sure that's out there, but it
probably is. But I don't want
to. Yeah,
put myself in
some tease. Anyway, yeah. All right. I didn't like, don't tease, man. Like, anyway, listen. But like, but at the end of the day, even if he was doing other things, because at the end, even if it, you know all the tax stuff, that's whatever, innit? Like that shit happens. Mm. That's got nothing to do with the actual platform. Like, I'm sure these other platforms have those types of issues.
Yeah.
But they're still active in the culture. So it's weird.
He got his P's and that's out, man. That might just be the case.
Though. But that's his baby, though. That's the thing that got him into everything that he's doing now.
But it's like...
He's the original... He's not the original, but all of these guys were coming up roughly at the same time.
No, but he was the leader.
I swear Link Up and Grime Daily was the ones that
were below.
About at the same time.
Them two, those two. But SP was big.
Sorry, not Link Up, Channel SPTV
Link Up and that. They were out at the same
time. Other than Grime Daily wasn't it? I think Grime Daily came, I think,
a bit after.
Yeah, a bit after. And then...
I think, come on.
Yeah, Grime Daily came out a bit after. And then SBTV was at that point they were like on top of the game.
I don't know why. But then again, wasn't it the video quality as well? Because obviously, I think Link Up started doing like PhD or something like that, and SB didn't do that for a while.
Yeah, but it's not hard for them.
I know. I know that's not the.
I don't think that would have been the case.
I know it's not the case, but crazy. I don't know. Everyone went to Link Up, innit?
And at one point, I think Jamal was going to manage Nines, so I think
Jamal. But he like,
was
Huh?
I'm not going to do anything.
No, but I'm saying in terms of like he ventured into like putting his energy into one. I think one artist.
Yeah, yeah.
And it might have just took his attention away from the actual whole.
Yeah.
Of the channel.
But that's mad. SBTV like blew Ed Sheeran. So like you gotta do. You know what I mean, like a platform like that. That blew, you know, such a big artist now, like, you would think that they'll still be running the game, like, at the moment, like, and it's mad, it's sad still, because it's like, you know what I mean, like, you should still be active and still doing this thing.
Well, if it's
I'm
not...
Sure he's not completely gone, he's just in a different area, he's not focusing mainly on the music aspect of it, he's probably doing something else.
Follow him on Insta, see what he's doing.
I do follow him on Insta.
What's he doing?
I do follow him on Insta, though.
Obviously not a man ain't post.
What's his handles?
I think it's Jamal Edwards.
I'm done.
What's his name? I said, what's his handle?
That is dumb.
What's his handles?
Jamal
MBEM. Cool, sorry.
Jamal Edwards, right?
Yeah, posted 6 days ago.
I said 6 days. He's posted a picture of him. Where's Kensington?
Where's he in Kensington?
Where's Kensington?
Yeah, man, he's living good.
Man, he's out here, man.
On catwalks.
Yeah, man, it's a fashionista, all right? Yeah, he's just in the fashion industry, right?
He looks like he's...
Love it. He moved away from it.
Yeah.
It was too crowded.
There's a picture of him and Drake.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm way back in the day.
Way back. Man of Platts.
9 years ago.
Drake ain't got no beard.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Cool. I think we're done here.
I think I was just gonna end it like this with a little dilemma.
No. Wait, we didn't mention Top Boy.
Oh shit, Top Boy. Yeah,
coming back.
It's back, man. Well, it's not back.
I started watching it. I told you, fans, I started watching it, right?
And then
I didn't watch season one.
You didn't watch season one.
I watched season two. I didn't watch season one.
Wow, you're a madman. Anyway. I started watching it. I think I was sending you. I forgot how mad. Kano was. Kano was so cold.
Real G.
I was watching that again. He was moving mad from the offset.
Yeah.
No joke.
From the offset. I remember there was one scene where they catch Scorcher, yeah, and they got him in the back of the van, yeah, and they're trying to find out where the food is, yeah. And then Scorcher's not saying, no, he's not saying anything. He just turns around and Scorcher says, you know you're going to tell us where the food is, right? I thought, no, this guy's moving mad. He was moving mad cold, blood. Mm-mm. He stabbed up Scorcher. I think they ran into his yard. They had a gun to his... All kind of stuff. Like, Kano was moving mad. Kano was the actual...
Yeah, he was the
madman.
Yeah.
I thought Scorcher was cold in as well, but just Kano was mad. Like, he was mad. He's an instigator. No talking. That started knocking out niggas. Easy.
I remember him bodying someone in season two and just burying their body.
Yeah.
He did body?
I think he bodied someone. I might be bugging. I'm going to have to watch it all again.
Yeah, I need to.
I don't think he bodied anyone without Shane. Fucking, what's his name?
Yeah.
Ashley. Like, I think that's the only person they bodied. That's the only person they bodied. They bodied Scorcher's cousin and the thing.
Yeah, I remember.
It was mad. It was cold still. It was cold. Very good watch, man. I think I can't watch it all again. When did it drop again? 3 weeks time or something?
What?
When did it drop again? Like, when is it coming out?
In autumn.
In autumn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a long time away.
That's
plenty of time.
September?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's long. I thought it was going to be a couple of weeks.
Kevin Hart dropped this week. The new Kevin Hart, so if you get time.
That, yeah.
You guys can watch that. What were you going to say, Fab? Was the dilemma?
Yeah, I was going to end it with a dilemma.
What's the dilemma?
Them shoes.
They're a big dilemma, but like,
I know you're going to test where the food is, right?
You can tell me where them shoes are, right?
You know you got them shoes from, right? You're going to tell where you got them shoes from, right?
Okay, cool. So the dilemma is, so you and your girl, obviously you live together, and then you're both getting ready to go out, but you're going to different places.
Yeah.
Both getting ready to go out, cool.
You and your girl, yeah?
Yeah. But you're both going out, earning whatever, cool. And then, cool, so you get ready, blah, blah, blah. You go out first, you leave, say bye, babe. See you later, have a good night, whatever. Cool. She gets finished, get ready, she leaves, she goes out. Obviously, she's told you she's going one place and you're going to wherever you're going, cool. Yeah. Now, you get to your place, say, I don't know, Shoreditch, whatever, cool. Mm. You get to Shoreditch, get to the club, whatever. You're with your people. Obviously, now, you see one gal that you hear me? Your little thing on the side, your little thing on the side, you see her, innit? Like, you get me? It's like, yo, man, my whole vibe's with her for the night, innit? Cool, so you start vibes in with her.
Wow.
Yeah, for the night. This is,
your life has gone mad right now.
I got to put myself in your shoes.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to.
I said it's a dilemma. Oh, it's not about me. Are you guys all right? You man are mad still. You man are nuts. I'm not going to lie. But anyway, cool. Be your own friends, but anyway, like, so cool. So yeah, so cool. So with your thing, cool. And then like, you're just hugging her up, you get me, like, sure, and I love and that, you get me? And then yeah, you're with her, you're dancing in the middle, and then obviously you're in the middle just winding up now, and you look up and your girl's winding up with some next man in the thing as well, like, okay. Yeah, she's doing her thing, yeah. Her little link.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's Link Up TV.
Get how you get. Then do that to her. Do my thing, queen.
Get her out of here for real.
No, get
out
of here.
You're doing the same thing.
Do your thing, bro. Yeah.
You have spotted each other as well.
Live it up. You're doing your thing. I'm doing my thing. You have
spotted each other as well.
I see you. I see you shining, mate. Do you get you? I'll get mine.
Finger pointing us more. She getting a finger pointing us more.
I think I might try to stop, but then I think, I'll give you, man. Do your thing. Mad move.
You lot are dumb, so you would just be like, yeah.
Like when you see one of your niggas then whining with
you.
I see you, bro.
I see you.
All right, when you get home, what's happening then?
Huh? She lives at my house.
We don't live together anymore.
You're doing the same thing, though. What?
Clearly, there's issues.
We're not living together. She lives at my house.
You live together.
You're
she come back to the yard.
What? You're doing the same thing.
She ain't coming back to the yard.
You're dumb. You're literally doing the same thing.
No, we're both moving up. we're both moving up. That's the only logical
party
thing.
Done. Listen, the party done.
You're damn right, the party's done. Listen,
what are you doing? What are you doing?
Me? Oh, bad. I'm shutting this shit down.
What? In the place?
In the place. Instant.
But you're doing the same thing.
Huh?
But you're doing the same thing.
What's the same thing?
You're winding up with a thing. She's winding up with a dude.
Yeah, but I got to shut it down.
You gotta shut down that. You gotta break up her party.
Absolutely. By shutting her down, I'm breaking up my party too.
Yeah, you're destroying your party. Yeah, why are you destroying your party?
Because I value that party more.
So you're going back, you're going back home?
But she don't value yours though. Because she's out here with some next done.
You going back home then?
I don't know. I'm going to shut this shit down first and we see where we go from here.
And then you're going to cuddle.
But bro, she don't value your thing though. You said you value that thing, but she don't value yours.
Though. Yeah, what if I value it more though? It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. You're asking me, innit? I don't know about her. Okay. I might value it more, innit? I might be doing more? My little thing on the side, but I might value that. Oh, I might value my situation a little more.
Because you're mad lenient, you know? I'm not having that. I'm fine.
What did you say? You lot just said that you would point her and be like, yo.
Yeah, but it's
yo, not that's leniency.
We're both
passing. I'm shutting this down. You lot said, yo, yeah, do your thing, babes.
No, but that's what I'm getting mine.
It's like me getting caught at work stealing. No, it's like me getting caught at work stealing. Instant dismissal. Instant dismissal. We're both
absolutely it's instant dismissal. Shut it down.
No, we're both sacked. The relationship's done. The job's done. We're both out of here.
Yeah, shut it down. Just shut it down. There isn't no. Hey, there's none of that.
Nah, she's getting a point in the
week. Nah, she ain't getting no point.
I'm obviously joking when I say point in the week.
Nah, you weren't joking. Yeah, copying Luke. Yeah. Copying Luke's answer. I thought you were funny.
I said
you're in a predicament. Running backwards.
I said it first.
No, you didn't.
I said get a queen. What do you mean?
I just said it on point.
I'm not going to argue.
This shit's recorded. Yeah.
You're going to see it. You're going to see it. We'll record, but we'll go back. After.
Yeah, we'll go back.
The point in the wink team was obviously.
Okay, cool. And if I'm right, what's happening?
Nothing. Like I said, getting
just said nothing.
Nothing.
This nigga said nothing. Whoever's wrong backs free shots next video.
Alright, cool.
For beginning of the next video.
Alright, cool.
Mad thing, sad thing.
Yeah, don't know.
That's all right, cool. Done already.
Well. Alright, cool. We'd like to thank all our listeners. First time video, so if this goes up again, thank you. It's the last one supposed to be a video, but we had some technical difficulties.
You did still, man.
That was a trial, no? Was that a trial?
This is a trial as well, but...
Oh, you never know, innit?
It might drop, man. Stay tuned. See this pretty face.
But people, man, thank you very much.
I said see this pretty face.
Thank you very much for listening, tuning in. Everyone that's listening on SoundCloud and everything, we appreciate it. As always. Apple Music, Spotify, all that good stuff.
Share that, like that, all that kind of stuff. Review that.
I've been Fabs. This is the brother Rex.
Hey,
brother Luke.
Luke,
we've been the Spare Change Podcast.
Why keep saying hey?
I don't know, man. That sounds
before his name, hey, it's Luke.
Sounds like fucking Mario.
Hey, it's Luigi.
That's you. But yeah,
what are you, Waluigi? You're Waluigi, innit?
Not me.
Yes, you.
Nah, man.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, yeah. People, peace,
love, and respect.
Respect.
Bless up.
In a bit.